The Senate Ag Committee held a hearing this week, and speaking on behalf of Peanuts was Meredith McNair Rogers of Camilla, Georgia. She was speaking for the Federation, which is comprised of the Alabama Peanut Producers Association, Florida Peanut Producers Association, the Georgia Peanut Commission, and the Mississippi Peanut Growers. She told the committee that I want to thank this committee for what we have meant to the peanut farming families and communities across the peanut belt for many years. You've provided a program that pushed our industry to market our products more efficiently in the domestic and export markets. You also encouraged our industry to move from a supply management program to a market program in the 2002 Farm Bill. And finally, she said, the price loss coverage program has assured growers that a safety net program was available when farm economies struggled. I want to make it clear today that peanut provisions of the 2014 Farm Bill have worked as a safety net for peanut producers. If the PLC program had not been in place, she said, I'm afraid many farmers in the Southeast would no longer exist because of the downward turn in the farm economy, which has plagued us for the past 3 years. In addition, she said, the bill continues to assure consumers of a safe, affordable food supply. She said the Federation wants three things: keep the current reference price for peanuts, have separate payment limits, as was in the 2002 Farm Bill, and retain storage and handling provisions. That's from Washington in testimony this week. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.